Live from the Terror Dome, I'm Jared Terrifying, and you're listening to the Mondo Coolcast. Tonight on the program, I'm going to be talking about the Sega Pluto. I've recently taken an interest in arcade hardware. I'm going to talk a little bit about what I've been playing since the last episode. Some people finally submitted some artistic interpretations of the Terror Dome. Last weekend, I actually interacted with real-life human beings. All this and more on tonight's Mondo Coolcast. Hi guys, how are you doing? Right now we only have one member in the audience, but it's more than I expected since I started doing the show, like, impromptu, just whenever the fuck I feel like it. So, you know, maybe as the night progresses, people will drop in. So maybe more people will drop in, maybe they won't, who knows. Some big news hit the world of, I had my stream, like, feeding into my headphones. That was bad. I'm glad that stopped. Let's see, I need to mute the chat room. Like, I'm just setting all this up on this computer, so I had to, like, get things set up, and the chat room, like, chiming at me is, like, super distracting. I can't focus on my show notes and stuff. Anyway, the Sega Pluto. A couple days ago, a former Sega employee, currently residing in Japan, went to Assembler Games forum, and he made a post revealing one of two Sega Pluto prototypes. Now, the Sega Pluto, as I'm sure some of you have already read about, because this has been pretty hot news in the world of video games, is a Sega Saturn with a built-in Netlink modem. As you can imagine, this is, like, super fucking exciting to me because I'm, like, a huge Netlink enthusiast. And, I'm very, very interested to see this thing. I'm glad it's been revealed. And, I thought, hey, that's pretty cool. But the Sega Pluto 01 showed up like a day or two later on YouTube. Some dude in California found it at a motherfucking flea market for $1. And the very next day after that, it's already up on GameGavel.com, which, if I had something ultra rare like that and I only paid $1 for it, I think it would be way fucking cooler to just continue having it. But that's me, and I think differently. I'm not as greedy as most people, I believe. At least I don't have that hunger for cash, you know? If I found out I had something rare and awesome, I would just proudly own it and think it's fucking cool forever and ever, but that's me. And, you know, cool for that guy. The current high bidder, which the auction went live today. The current high bidder is actually someone I know from the Sega Saturn Netlink League. A young gentleman by the name of Derek, who lives in, I believe, upstate New York. Somewhere in the state of New York. I'm not exactly sure where. And I actually bought my copy of Panzer Dragoon 1 and 2 and Darkstalkers for the Saturn from him. Darkstalkers was a throw-in bonus for free because it was loose. And that was very generous. I think I only paid something like $20-some dollars for both the Panzer Dragoon games. It's like a really nice deal. Everybody at the SaturnLeague.com is like bro tier, cool as fuck. Just really nice guys. And I've gotten some killer fucking deals. And, yeah, so it's just really a cool place. And I'm really hoping that Derek wins this auction because, at the very least, he's definitely going to do some testing. Like, it's not going to become his new Saturn because it's a prototype. And after reading the AssemblerGames.com forum a little bit more, the plastic used is like some super cheap, brittle mock-up shit. So it's even more fragile than, you know, just like normal plastic. So I'm willing to bet that's why Pluto number one, why its disc tray is fucked up and won't stay down. I imagine a piece of the plastic catch snapped off because of how brittle it is. I imagine that's what happened. And anyway, if Derek wins it, I'm going to try to play a Netlink match against him, which I think would be fucking awesome if we could get that together. Because, you know, at least connecting to one of the rarest piece of Sega hardware would be really fucking cool for me. At least I think so. So I'm wishing him Godspeed and all the luck in the world to win this. I also sent a PM to the owner of the one that's up for auction about, like, see if it works, try some of these games, like, see if the Netlink functionality works. And if anything else, let's try to get a Netlink match. And I did get a response from him, but I don't have that up right now. I'll bring that up right now and read that. But, you know, obviously he's already selling the shit, so, you know, the guy doesn't have an analog phone line, because who the fuck does anymore? Besides me and, like, three other Sega fans. Let's see. Inbox. Yeah, sorry, I should have had this up. I wasn't planning on reading this. Alright, here we go. Yeah, so I sent a big message explaining the Netlink, how it works, and some of the, you know, the games that work with it, so that he could test it and all that shit. The response I got was, I'll see what I can do. I don't currently have any Sega Netlink games, or a landline for that matter, but I tip my hat to you, sir, for keeping the Netlink rocking in the free world. If I can come up on one in the next few days, I'd def be interested in having a Netlink party. Which, you know, probably not going to happen, but, you know, what are you going to do? I also sent a message to the guy on Assembler Games, you know, explaining some details about the Netlink, because nobody in the thread knows much about the Netlink, because not that many people do. And the request I had for him was, if he could, take some video of the unit that I could use, which I'm not going to hold my breath on that, but it'd be cool, because I'd like to make a video showing it off and have some actual footage of it with permission from the owner. Because there's all these videos that have popped up on YouTube in the past few days that are just using the pictures he posted. So, I don't know. That'd be cool. I'd like to know more about it and get some really, like, good console porn and look at some dirty, dirty pictures of the undercarriage. Let's see. Dalimar in the chat room says he needs a complete Sega console collection, which I do as well. There's a couple pieces of Sega hardware that I'm lacking. Most notably, the Model 2 Master System, a Sega Nomad, and I believe a Sega Pico. And then there's that media player Sega released in the, like, mid to late 2000s. I always forget what it's called. Sega Vision, I think? I think it's called Sega Vision. It's like an MP3 and video player, and it's, like, kind of cheap. But I'd still like to have it. I think I have all the other Sega hardware. I don't have a Model 3 Genesis. I'm not really, like, I don't really care one way or the other, because I think, wasn't that, like, licensed out and made in, like, fucking Mexico or some shit? Yeah, dude, get a fucking Sega CD, Darth Talos. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Uh, Yeah, but anyway, I'm totally pissed that this guy that doesn't even begin to give a fuck about the Netlink found it for $1. That kind of sucks. Man, I wish I could have been that guy that day that found that shit. But I guess that's one of the advantages to living in California, where all the, development and shit took place. And I wonder how it ended up in a fucking flea market. Like, did the guy, run into hard times and he sold off all his bullshit and it changed hands a couple times and then just ended up there? Or, yeah, that's why I'm really not too concerned about the Model 3 Genesis, because I was pretty sure it was a licensed piece of shit. But, fuck it, I'd still like to have one just because it's from a time when Sega was still a thing, so it's not as cheap and shitty as the current day licensed out Sega garbage, which is sad. I would really love to have a Sega Vision, but they fucking, every time I look on eBay, there's none around, which is totally lame. But yeah, that's the big news. I put up a quick article on the website because I felt compelled to put something on there about it. And I don't know if I've written a complete Netlink article for the website off the top of my head. If I haven't, or if I have, I'll, edit it to include information about the Pluto, but if not, I'll make like a super comprehensive Netlink fucking article. Maybe make a new Netlink video now that I'm way better at editing videos, because I keep updating that one single video because I am like the biggest Netlink enthusiast in all the land. Holy shit. I would take a Miss Pac-Man cabinet for $100. Let's see. Don't worry about it, David. I mean, there's like way more stuff I want than a Model 3 Genesis. There's like way more stuff higher up on the priority list. Something I started looking into not too long ago, a couple weeks ago, and I figured I'd throw this on the show notes and talk about it a little bit. Sega Astro City Cabs. I am woefully ignorant in the world of arcade gaming. The three big areas of gaming are console, PC, and arcade gaming. Like, they're very different environments, very unique ecosystems. And everybody knows that I say I don't really like PC. I've played PC games, I've enjoyed some PC games, but me sitting down at a PC to play games just doesn't happen very often. With the new computer that I'm going to build, it's going to be capable of playing PC games, so that very likely will change because the next generation of console gaming just looks like absolute shit. I've never been less excited for something in my life. So I may shift into the glorious world of PC gaming master race. I see that being a big possibility because every rumor about the next Xbox is the worst thing I've ever heard in my fucking life. But anyway, I didn't really want to talk about that. Arcade games, right? I've heard the term JAMA board before, but I didn't really know a lot about it. So I started reading about it on a whim one day, as I am wont to do. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So all those Sega Astro City, candy cabinets, they have a harness so that you can just swap out arcade boards, and kind of how the Neo Geo works, but with larger arcade boards and shit. And I'm thinking, someday when I stop being a piece of shit bum and have a house to put things in, I definitely want to invest in an Astro City cab because I think they look fucking nice. I really like the way they look. They're a little short and you have to like sit at them, but I like the colors and the setup. I just think they look really cool and I've always wanted one. And I would love to get into the world of collecting actual arcade boards and playing some of the, superior versions of games, not the watered down console shit ports. And which led me into reading about Super Gun hardware, which is another term I've heard like a million times, but I wasn't exactly, 100% knowledgeable in what a Super Gun was. And I was looking at how to build one, and you just need like a JAMA harness, a power supply, a little bit of solder, a couple other components, and you can put together a super gun. So, like, you'd have to build your fucking video output shit, and then you hook it up to a TV, and you wire up some arcade controls and shit. And the first video I saw on YouTube was by goddamn Luke Morse One. And he said it cost him about $100. And I think I could swing that and then, find some like cheap board to test out if it works. And maybe I can find someone locally that has like woodworking skills and can build a nice little case for my super gun. Something cool like that. And yeah, I'm totally interested in it. It's one of those things that I don't have the money to start investing in now, but I think, after console gaming and collecting and shit, I think the next great frontier I want to explore is the world of arcade boards. And I think for right now, Super Gun is something I could do. I can scrounge up $100 and I might have some parts. In the video, Luke Morse One was talking about, he mentioned he was using a power supply from an old PC that was about 10 years old, and I actually have a PC case with a power supply in it that I never used for anything that's about 10 years old. So that power supply may be exactly what I need. I haven't actually opened it up and looked at it and all that shit, but yeah. See, let me check out the chat room for a second. Calling again. Yeah, so far I'm thinking the PS4 looks okay, but that's just because we haven't heard any blatantly anti-consumer rumors yet. The 720, man, jeez, everything you hear about it is bad. That Always Online thing does have me really upset too. Well, here's the thing, Dalimar, which I wish I put this on my show notes. This dude, Adam Orth, who is the creative director for Microsoft, he was tweeting in defense of an always online connection, and he said a bunch of really retarded fucking things. And then he got shit canned the next day. I wish I had some like detailed show notes so I could go into more details about it. But okay, here's Darth Talus saying the exact same thing. Yeah, so it's not looking good. It's not looking good for Microsoft. It's like they want to get shut down and kicked out of the fucking industry. So let's see. Yeah, what Microsoft exclusives? Like, they haven't been paying attention to actual video games for a long time. I really don't give a fuck about Kinect bullshit. Let's see. I don't know. I don't think the Wii U's a waste yet. I mean, it's too early to tell. Every system when it's new has no games. That just happens with every thing. Okay. So, anyway, another interesting thing I found out about while I was poking around with Sega Arcade hardware and shit because of the Pluto, there was something called the Sega Titan, which is an arcade board that is basically the exact same thing as a Sega Saturn, except for it uses cartridges to load the games. So the Sega Titan board, or the Sega ST V is a JAMA compatible harness, or a JAMA compatible board that has swappable cartridge games, and most of them look to be like fairly affordable. So that's something totally badass that I wouldn't mind having in the collection one day. I saw a video on YouTube where someone built a custom case to like consoleize his Sega Titan hardware. looks like really cool shit. I'd really love to have that. No, I agree with you, Dalimar. Why would you buy a Wii U right now? But someday they're going to be dirt fucking cheap. And if it has exclusive games like Bayonetta 2, someday I want to play Bayonetta 2. But then again, someday you'll be able to just emulate that shit. So who gives a, who cares? Yeah, okay. Let me go back to my show notes. So I've had like a picking up interest in arcade hardware, which is kind of cool. It'd be nice to have all this shit and be able to tinker with it. Let's see. I was at Vax and Videos not too long ago, and I saw that they had a Virtual On arcade cabinet. They had two, so you could fight against someone. And I was browsing through Craigslist not too long ago when I was on my quest to look at arcade hardware and shit and see what's in the area. I was looking for an Astro City cabinet, and the Vax and Videos dicks, they posted the Virtual On Craigslist. They're selling it for $800. Good God, I would love to own that thing. I would hate to give $800 to Vax and Videos, but man. If I had like a giant warehouse to keep that shit, I would love to have some Virtual On hardware. Let's see. I'm thinking this is going to end up being a short show. Like, I'm not feeling super talkative at all, and I'm already halfway through my fucking show notes. What a shame. Not too long ago, where was it? Was it at PAX? No, it was at Midwest Gaming Classic. The Retron 5 was announced, has HDMI out, Bluetooth controllers, plays Game Boy, Game Boy Color, and Game Boy Advance games, has save states, all sorts of awesome shit. And I actually have a Retro Duo that someone gave me, and it's so cheap and flimsy. Every time I put a game in it, it feels like it's gonna rip apart. Like, the screws that are holding the cart slot in feel like they're just gonna fucking snap out. So hopefully it's got like way better build quality than that. Whew, man. Actually, Talus, no, I don't get my special discount because when they moved to the new location, they arranged everything in a way that's not retarded as fuck. So it looks like they're finally starting to pull their heads out of their ass. Yeah, that's the problem with most of this fucking, these retro consoles and shit. They're made and produced in fucking China. Like, the build quality is super duper shitty. A week or two ago, I think it was. Yeah, it was probably. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it was last weekend. Me and my friend Kyle, we met up with our good friend Arthur Perkins at this bar downtown, Blind Bob's, and Arthur's girlfriend was buying me and Kyle drinks because she's a really nice lady, and I have absolutely no shame in regards to consuming other people's resources at all. Like, whatever. You buying me beers, I'll drink your beers. Thanks. And normally, when I'm around like a friend's girlfriend, shit, I'm all like quiet and awkward. It's like, I don't know who the fuck you are. And, it's, I don't know, it's weird to me. But his girlfriend's been like buddying up a little bit, which is cool because she's a super nice lady. And, what she doesn't have in common with Arthur is, like interest in fucking Star Trek and comic books and shit. But obviously, I have that interest. So I've been like hanging out over there at their house. And like, the marijuana. And, talking a bunch of shit. And it's been like a really good time. So she's been trying to buddy up. And we're standing at this bar. And she comes up to me. And she asks me a question about Zelda. So she's obviously like trying to buddy up and like share some common ground, and that's cool, you know, I'm down with that. Like, I'll talk about some Zelda. And she's trying to get 100% save file on Ocarina of Time, and asks me, like, you know, the Skulltulas are really tedious to get. Should I get them? And I'm like, look, lady, it's only 100% if it's 100%. If you want a complete save file, you need to get the fucking Skulltulas. And it's like, yeah, okay, I guess. And, you know, whatever. So then some time goes by. I'm outside in the smoker's area with Kyle. And then she comes over to me with some, like, crazy dude with a snaggletooth. And, like, with some more Zelda conversation. And, like, they were apparently talking about Zelda because she's, I guess, asking people their opinion on this topic. And she's like, what's your favorite Zelda? I'm like, well, my favorite 3D Zelda is Wind Waker, and my favorite 2D Zelda is Link's Awakening. Both of them disagreed. Obviously, Ocarina of Time is the greatest fucking thing ever. Let's see. You hear a man can marry his ram in New Zealand. Wow, that's a scary, scary place. Lots of people have snaggletooth, dude, but it's like a front tooth is all snaggly. So then, anyway, she escapes, and then here I am talking to this, like, full-on autist about fucking video games. And, I mean, he is, like, pretty hardcore Sega fan, is, like, super into the Master System and Alex Kidd. And I gave him my business card for, like, the Mondo Cool shit, and it's like, get a hold of me, dude, add me on PSN or something, we'll play some fucking Virtua Fighter. And then I told him about the show, so maybe there's someone in the area that will get a hold of me and be on board with the fucking show, man. Talus, finish Wind Waker. I know at the end when you have to, like, do all that fishing for Triforce bits seems tedious, but it actually isn't. It actually isn't at all. I did it without any guides. I don't see why so many people complain about it. I actually thought it was kind of easy, but whatever. Yeah, the thing about New Zealand is it's a lot like what we think of the South. I'm pretty sure that's about, you know, just, yeah. I've talked to some fucking Kiwis before. Very, very spooky people. Yeah, so that was weird. Went out to some bar, ended up talking to some guy about fucking Sega for like a million hours, and then Kes came over, or Arthur's girlfriend came over and tried to save me from that fresh hell. But it's like, yeah, fuck it, man. If this dude wants to talk some fucking Sega, I'll talk some fucking Sega. Fuck it. Not too long ago, I posted some shit on the Saturn League, because that's a forum that I do kind of use more than most forums. I posted about the games I got for my birthday, the Famicom games, and how I'm too broke to buy a Famicom right now, because you're looking at least about $100-$110 to buy a Famicom, and I just don't have that kind of scratch. And the converters on eBay were also expensive as fuck. And I've already gone through about 6 or 7 copies of Gyromite from Vaxxon Videos using that special discount. And catching and releasing them is like a very risky and stupid thing, so because I don't keep them, you know. They didn't have it, so I just, like, snuck them back. And I did mark them, so I know that I have a little dotted black magic marker on the back, so I know I wasn't getting the same one. And I've gone through so many copies of Gyromite and haven't found one, so I've given up on that. And someone on the, the Netlink League, they offered to give me a free Famicom converter. And so sometime soon, this guy's probably going to be shipping that out of Canada. Looking very forward to it, because I really, 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 really want to play some of those Famicom games, because some of them looked really good. One of them was fucking Chubby Cherub, basically. And but it looks like a duck. There's one, I forget what it is, but it's the blue cartridge, and it looked really fucking cool. God. Saying the girl. Anyway, yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. I want to be able to play some Famicom games. Someday, ideally, I would like to get a Famicom. That's like the next system I intend on getting. Ooh. I recently finished the story mode of Phantasy Star Portable and started my way working through Phantasy Star Portable 2. Now, since. Oh man, I don't have anything. Ooh, I'm adding this to my show notes. MCT. Yeah, I got like some bullshit to talk about Mondo Cool TV. Actually, what I should do is, while we're taking the classes, I should get them to play some Mondo Cool TV Season 1. Well, I feel two ways. I should do that, but I think those shows are so much shittier than what I could produce now that I just shouldn't, so I don't taint so I don't taint the brand's name in the Dayton area. 'Cause looking back at all my old shit, everything from before I started getting regular review material, I think is garbage. And everything after that, I've put more effort into actual editing. So anyway, since my friend Kyle is helping out with Mondo Cool TV, I've been playing some games with him and shit. And I happen to have two PSPs. I have a PSP 3000 and my original PSP 1000 that I got in like 2005, I think. It's right around the time Liberty City Stories came out, I believe. And the Dragon Ball Z fighting game. Those are the first two games I picked up for it. Budokai Tenkaichi something. I forget the subtitle. Anyway, so not too long ago, I figured, fuck it, let's see what some PSP piracy is like. And it's super easy. It's like you copy, paste, and then enjoy everything for free forever. And the only reason I really did this with PSP games was I hate pirating stuff that's like still new, which I guess the PSP is like old hardware, but whatever, it's still supported sort of. But you can't get a copy of Phantasy Star Portable 2 unless you want to pay out the ass. Used copies of the UMD are going for like 40 and 50 bucks, and they pulled it off the PlayStation Network about a year and a half ago because of reasons that Sega's never really told us. That's just that we've pulled it down and it's not coming back. Tough shit, guys. But Phantasy Star Portable 2 actually has a network mode, like you can play online with people. So this is going out to anyone in the community that has a PSP. pick up, download an ISO of Phantasy Star Portable 2. I would really enjoy to play that shit with someone online, and I'd like to get like some group going where we can go through the game and shit. It's way fucking better than Phantasy Star Portable 1. It's got a lot of co-op stuff. Like there's a player versus player mode, which is a lot of fun. Me and Kyle were dicking around with that for a little bit. Let's see. Yeah, so it's the game plays a lot smoother too. It has a lock on, which works like Z targeting from like Ocarina of Time, works a lot like that to actually stay locked on, which is a big improvement over the first Phantasy Star Portable. There's also a roll maneuver where you can roll out of the way and you have like a moment of invincibility and shit. A lot of fun, and I've really been enjoying it. But if you've played the first Phantasy Star Portable, it plays a lot like that, just way polished. And another game I got into because of whenever I like get into something, I read the Wikipedia article because there's always interesting tidbits. If you have a save from Phantasy Star Portable 2, you unlock the main character from the plot line, like the main non-playable character from the plot line. You can unlock that character in Valkyria Chronicles 2. So I started looking at Valkyria Chronicles 2. Downloaded the demo, thought it was a lot of fun, so I just downloaded an ISO. And if I had $10 on my PSN account, I would have bought it because I like to support Sega games. I really do. But someday I'm gonna end up buying a physical copy of it, so fuck that. And it sucks that Sega's getting the shaft on some of my coinage, but whatever. Damn. Dalamar found a 3DO with a controller for $10. That beats mine for $15 with a big blemish on it. Let's see. Prism Damn. Did the Dalamar, did the Game Boy Player have the boot disk that you need to run the Game Boy Player? I mean, regardless, the GameCube and the WaveBird for $20 is a fucking steal. Like, basically, each one of those items is about $20. I guess that is a pretty sweet fucking deal. Anyway, if anyone out there listening has a PSP, for the love of fucking God, download Phantasy Star Portable 2 and play that shit online with me. You need custom firmware to get it, but it's fucking easy, man. If you know how to copy and paste, you can run custom firmware. You don't, Retro Kaiser. But yeah, I played a little bit of Valkyria Chronicles. I want to wait till, like, I'm still into the Phantasy Star portable shit right now, and I've been playing a lot of it. I've been going over to Kyle's house and letting him use one of my PSPs, and we've been, like, doing some co-op missions and shit. But I need to start playing through the single player mode to start unlocking shit for us to do in the multiplayer mode. So it'd be nice to have people to play with online. And then, once I get bored of that or just, feel the fucking need, I'll start picking up Valkyria Chronicles, which I've put a little bit of time into. I've played the first few missions. If you're not aware, Valkyria Chronicles 2 for the PSP is a strategy RPG, but unlike most strategy RPGs, there's no tedious as fuck grid-based movement. You actually get to take control of your guy and run around the field and take aim and shoot. It's still turn-based, but it's a lot more involved. Also, the graphical style is fucking gorgeous. This is just a beautiful PSP game. It almost looks like a living cartoon. The cutscenes are really well done. The voice acting's passable. Pretty good. Eventually, I would like to pick up Valkyria Chronicles 1, and after I beat both of them, I'll do a Mondo Cool TV segment about Valkyria Chronicles, which will probably be a shorter segment because it's only two games in an anime series as of now. If you're interested in the anime series, which from what I've read, most fans of the game do not enjoy the anime series very much. The anime series is on Crackle.com for absolutely free. So you can watch, I think it's like something like 26 episodes. You can watch all those. I watched the first couple episodes and it's all right. I was enjoying it, but I haven't beaten either any of the games, so I can't really, I don't know, I just can't do that. Let's see. The storm doesn't rent to own things again. $10 a week. Whoa, wow, man. A PS1 for $90. I don't know. Maybe the market's changed since the last time I looked, but that's a little steep for that. And I don't know, man. It seems like a decent show, but I think people were more upset with how certain characters were portrayed in the anime for the most part. I think that's what the big problem was. The characters acted like super different. Speaking of Mondo Cool TV, since Retro Kaiser in the chat room is talking about it, I'm finally gonna go to like a cool video game convention. Lester, one of the other dudes on board for the show, is down to actually drive. So, man, I'm even like way more geeked. We're going to the what is it? Classic Console and Arcade Gaming Expo, something like that, CCAG in Cleveland. I've been wanting to go to that for a few years, and it's like $5 to get in or something. It's like a 4 hour drive from here. It's like as far away from here as you can be and still be in the same state, but Cleveland's a nice city. At least I enjoyed it when I went there. It was pretty fucking cool. Okay. Your PS1 had the LCD screen and it's in good condition. I still think that's a little overpriced, but not much. My LCD screen, is fucked. Like, it works, but it's not as good as it could be. But then again, I got it for $15 and it came with a boxed. What's the Master System converter for the Genesis called? Fuck. Like, I'm sitting here staring right at it, but I can't think of what's it. The fucking converter to let you play Master System games on your Model 1 Genesis. It came with one of those in the box and a PS1 with the LCD screen. I got that shit for $15. That was a killer fucking deal. But the screen could be in way better. Yeah, dude, a normal PS1's like 15, $20. Even the ones with the actual composite out, I've gotten like two of them for $15. There was just like a week on the internet when everyone went crazy and started paying out the ass for them because of some stupid article. Yeah, fuck it, man. I mean, if you got all these other killer deals, it doesn't matter, dude. Like, honestly, for the those 5-inch LCD screens, a lot of people use them for projects, and they like, you know. So they're getting rarer because people keep gutting them. So if you got one that's in really good condition, you know, I don't know what the current market is. I can't really say if you're like, you know, paying out your ass or not. I don't think it's the worst deal of the century, but it seems a little steep. But who knows how much those fucking LCDs are going for, you know? I haven't looked in a long time since I have one. Couple weeks ago, I was looking through the $20 bin, and they actually had a shitload of games. They had Deus Ex for $20, Binary Domain for $20, Sonic Colors for $20. Like, these are all things that I would pay $20 for. So I bought myself a copy of Binary Domain because of the ones available, this is the only one that, you know, I wanted the most. Sadly, I got it for the Xbox 3 shitty. It has voice recognition software that works really well. I actually have not had it fail on me even once so far. It's worked 100%, and I'm really surprised by that. Granted, it's like short one or two word like things, but it's really cool being able to give your squad mates instructions through your 360 headset. I actually think it's really cool. I haven't played very far. I'm only on like the second or third chapter, like really early in the game. For anyone that's played it, I'm where you are on the jet skis going through the subway tunnels or whatever. And, oh shit. Yeah, 99 cents. Most games are worth 99 cents, dude. Let's see. Yeah, I don't know. I've been enjoying Binary Domain. It's, you know, a third person over the shoulder style shooter. You know, cover base. You run up, you know, you duck behind something. You got blind fire. Pretty standard stuff. You buy ammo out of vending machines because that makes tons of fucking sense. You know, you're running around Japan and everything's all war torn, but of course, no one's thought to take a crowbar to that vending machine to get all the sweet, sweet ammo because that would just be rude, and the Japanese are not rude even in times of great disaster. One of the specials I want to do for Mondo Cool TV is about I want to talk about a couple unreleased video games, games that were finished but were never marketed but then ended up on the internet. And I found out about another one today that was it has like a big nasty glitch, but I think it's still playable. It's called DD Planet, and this is for the Dreamcast. I don't know dick about it because I actually saw this right before I started doing the show. So I added that to my list of unreleased games for my unreleased game special. And I was watching an episode of Classic. No, not Classic Game. Game Center CX. And, man, this game, dude, it looks so crazy. It's called Battle Golfer Yui, and it's a golf tournament game with a Japanese RPG storyline where an android gets kidnapped and like all this crazy shit. And you like golf it out, to escape or something. It's fucking crazy. It only exists in Japanese though, but I think I might try to snag a copy just to have sitting on my shelf, because someday I'm sort of starting to toy with the idea of learning Japanese. I've been listening to some like MP3s, and I get downloaded a bunch of MP3s, like, learn a language on tape type shit. And I want to start learning how to speak Japanese, and then eventually work on learning to read it. I hear Japanese is easy to learn how to speak. I actually heard it's one of the easier languages to learn how to speak. So I'm gonna start watching more raw, untranslated Japanese shit, and listening to these MP3s and shit while I ride around on my bike at night, and hopefully I'll soak up some words and be able to, once I start getting to where I can kind of cobble a sentence together, I want to hop on the old internets and find some Japanese people to talk to on Skype and see if I can't, practice English with them and then practice Japanese for me. But someday I'd like to learn to read the fucking Moon Rune so I can play cool games like Battle Golf or Yui, because it seems like it's fucking crazy. Let's see. Yeah, Battle Golfer Yui. Now, I made a post on Facebook the other day saying, guys, if you don't contribute some Terra Dome fan art, I'm not going to make the fucking episode. I need at least two fan arts. And then the Mondo Community's very own Darth Talus came through with what is so far my personal favorite interpretation of the Terra Dome. I don't think he posted it anywhere. I think he just sent it to me. But I do have it saved on my hard drive. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the Mondo Community forums and start a thread for it, and I'll post the current submissions. The first Terra Dome came from Death Adder, but it's not his final version, so he hasn't even shown his final form yet. And then we got one from Pedro, which is posted on the Mondo Cool Facebook page, so you can check that one out. And I'll see, Death Adder posted a video, so if you go to Death Adder 83 or youtube.com/deathadder, God, I can't fucking speak. If you go to youtube.com/deathadder83, you can see that, and I recommend that you do, because it's got a video and he talks about all the cool features of the Terra Dome. Yeah, I've always heard that English is the hardest language to learn how to speak, but I'm thinking, since I'm a native speaker of the hardest language to speak, learning other languages will be harder. Like, if you knew one of these other allegedly easy to learn languages and then learned another easy to learn language, I think you might have an easier time. But I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. That's just a stupid idea I have, and I don't really know. But yeah, man, I want to start listening to more Japanese shit and see if I can't pick up the language. So I've picked up like maybe 5 to 10 words from just watching a shitload of Game Center CX. And that's with me reading and thinking in English, as I go along. So I'm thinking, if I just watch some shit raw and untranslated or unsubbed, and along with these like book on tape shits, I might actually pick up some language. Oh man, if I could do a Mondo Cool After Hours, I'm gonna have to type out my Mondo Cool app. Oh man, I don't want to type it out either. Man, I don't want to tell this story. Man, I got a crazy thing that happened yesterday, and now you guys never get to know. Sorry for that. I'm really bad. When someone starts to say something and then they stop saying it, it drives me fucking insane. Like, it's really makes me go crazy. Terra Dome art submission. Yeah, if you haven't submitted a Terra Dome concept art, do. Please do. I want to see them. I want to use them for Mondo Cool TV. I want to use them as like bumpers and shit in between segments, stuff like that. It would be really nice. To have a bunch. Let's see. So, April 10th, myself, Kyle, and Lester went down to the DATV studio, and we signed up. We are now DATV members. Starting next month, what's that, March? January, February, March, April? No, May. May. Yeah, I don't know the fucking months. I'm pathetic. Starting in May, we're going to be taking the classes. Me and Lester signed up for the studio classes and the camera, like the sign up and take out the camera classes. Kyle can't do shit on Wednesdays because of his job, so he's just doing the take out camera thing. And we'll try to get him fucking studio trained because since it's just the three of us, man, we need two people in the booth, I'm thinking. Okay, here's the story. I tried to get my nephews on board. I asked my brother if it's cool if I used my nephews as, like, camera people for my show. And he's like, yeah, sure, go nuts. So I go over there, and I'm talking to him, like, this is the deal. This is what we need. All this bullshit. You're minors, so you can sign up for free. It's just a matter of, you know, time. And I just need camera people. Like, I just need someone to stand around and hold a fucking camera. And, you know, the oldest one's 17, the youngest one's 13. They can hold a fucking camera. So, their mom, my sister-in-law, heard, she asked where the studio was. I'm like, oh, it's in Dayton on Leo Street, which is where black people might live. And she's not letting her kids go to Dayton because they might see brown people. I think that's the problem. While there are parts of Dayton that are absolutely the worst places on earth, just absolute shitholes, this particular part of Leo Street is not one of them. Old North Dayton is not the worst part of Dayton. I mean, I've never even heard a gunshot over there, and that's fucking saying something for the greater Dayton metropolitan area. It's in a business park. There's a TV studio, there's the cable place across the street, there's another business that shares the parking lot. I believe it's some sort of machining shop, I think. I've never read the signage on it. I think when I first signed up for DATV a couple years ago, they had us run around the parking lot and record something with the camera to test it and shit, and there was like an open door, and I think I saw some forklifts and shit and some like metal and junk. Yeah, so it's not a scary place, and they're going to, like, the oldest one's 17. He's about to be 18. Me, Lester, and Kyle, you know, we're, like, fucking grown-ass men. Nothing would fucking happen walking from the parking lot to the studio, which is inside of a building with doors that, like, lock and shit. So anyway, I was really distressed about that. Fucking Killa Kelly and Sierra backed out. Killa Kelly might help out later. He just didn't have money for some reason. Even though I told him like a fucking month and a half in advance. Grumble, grumble. Sierra started a new job, coincidentally, at the exact same time as the orientation. But here's the thing. When we were touring the studio, and I was actually asking questions and shit, which is, you know, it's like group leader and shit. The studio now has robot cameras. So the TriCaster fucking switchboard that we use, you can actually preset your cameras. So any camera angles that we would need to change, it's just a matter of the director guy pressing a fucking button, and then it'll, you know, pan, zoom, tilt, whatever it needs to do. So they've got three robot cameras. So since the live part of the show is just going to be hosting segments, we don't need camera people. So pretty much it's going to be me in this giant fucking empty studio by myself with like Kyle and Lester fucking flipping switches and controlling the control room. One of the things I wanted to do for the show was have live calls, and you can do that. The studio's already set up to have live Skype calls, so you can have the side-by-side video feed. They still broadcast in standard definition in 4x3, but I talked to the guy, and it's like, I'm a real big fucking aspect ratio snob, And I would rather the show be in 16 by 9 for the internet feed. And since I'm thinking most people watching it are going to be you guys on the internet. So yeah, you can totally switch that and switch it back. It's no problem. We'll be able to do that. And for the recorded version that, we'll put on DVD, the shit's going to be in high def. It's going to be fucking 16 by 9. Like, we can do all that shit. And everything's set up. I'm really glad everything's set up for the live calls. Yeah, dude. Like, I'm pretty fucking geeked. Like, the show's going to be awesome. I actually need to start producing the first episode. The first episode's probably going to be in June. It's probably going to be like late May, early June. No, fuck that. It's probably going to be like early June to mid June, more than likely. Once we get done with all the classes and shit, I want to get an episode done. So, yeah, probably mid June is going to be the best bet. So, I need to get the pre-done segments. I'm still waiting on Mitch to send me a fucking light gun. If anyone else can send me a Saturn light gun, that'd be really dope. I don't have the cash to buy one. If you have one laying around and you're not going to use it, I really need a Saturn light gun for this segment I really want to do on Monocle TV. And Mitch was supposed to send me one like fucking month and a half ago, but he keeps just not going to the post office, which sucks. That he's like, yeah, I got a fucking thing you can have, and then just never shows up. Totally bummed. It would help a lot though. Darth Talus, yes, Shintai does post here, but I have to needle him into it, and I have to bug him. Yeah, no shit, Dalamar. If I had a light gun, I'd be using it for Virtual Cop. Fucking. The segment I want to do is House of the Dead. I'm doing a big masterpiece on the entire House of the Dead series, and I want a light gun to play the first House of the Dead on the Sega Saturn. Because playing it with a controller is absolute garbage. It is fucking awful. But yeah, there's a bunch of other games I'd like to have. No, Darth Talus, they wouldn't. But I have a TV in my room set up for light guns. Actually, I have a TV specifically set up for light guns. I was playing. What's that Konami light gun game? Came with the Justifier. Lethal Enforcers. I was playing Lethal Enforcers on the Sega CD. And, well, shit. Thanks, Dalamar. You said it while I was trying to think of it. Yes, it was Dalamar, but I don't want to talk about a light gun game and then use a mouse like some sort of filthy plebeian. Typing of the Dead was also released for the PlayStation 2. I actually have a lot of knowledge about the House of the Dead series. I found this website for arcade games, and they have like all the original arcade documentation and shit, all sorts of cool stuff. Actually, Darth Talus, I was playing through the House of the Dead games on the PS3, and I also bought House of the Dead 2 and 3 for the Wii, and I was actually enjoying the Wii's light gun abilities way more. The PlayStation Move feels less accurate. Like whenever you calibrate it, it just doesn't get as accurate as the Wii is for the light gun gaming shit. So it's, yeah, it is a hair laggier. I think the Wii did a like way better job, and I've actually really enjoyed playing House of the Dead 2 on the Wii. I haven't really fucked with 3 too much yet on the Wii version because I did play the shit out of it on the PS3. Yeah, and I played the shit out of House of the Dead Overkill. That was really good. I'm thinking about getting it on the Wii because if it handles better on the Wii, man. I mean, it's not bad on the PS3. By all means, it's not bad, but I think the Wii just felt a touch better. But yeah, dude, if anyone out there's got a fucking Saturn light gun they don't care about, I'll totally take that shit. Oh yeah, Dalamar, it's like 15 second delay. Yeah. I think the last time I counted it was about 15 seconds. The server I use has changed a lot. I don't know if it's still about 15 seconds, but what? Yes, Gun Gal. That's another game I would love to get. Anyway, the biggest thing holding me back on the House of the Dead masterpiece is I would really like to get a Saturn light gun so I can play through and beat House of the Dead before I proceed. I'm also trying to probably gonna ask Lester to come over and play Zombie Revenge because that's a related title. Let's see. So yeah, we toured the studio. Everything's way fucking nicer now. Everything's HD capable. They got robot cameras, so I don't need camera bros. I just need director booth bros. Lester and Kyle are down as fuck to go on trips. This year, motherfuckers, I'm going to the Mothman Festival. I believe it's in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Definitely going to that shit this year. Not missing it for anything in the fucking world. If any other conventions and shit pop up that the group's interested in, we'll go to those too. But for the most part, I was really interested in the Midwest Gaming Classic, which we missed. Like right after I talked to Lester about being on board with Mondo Cool TV, it was like that weekend that the Midwest Gaming Classic was. And it was like 600 miles away, and I wasn't gonna fucking drive. And I was like, Lester, man, you down to drive to this shit? And he couldn't because he had a goddamn chess tournament. But I've got plans, man. I've got pages and pages of Google documents with like money-making schemes, with just all sorts of shit. Let's see. No, dude, Talos, man, they got like a museum and a statue and events, and they take you on a tour of where all the sightings were. Like, it's a whole crazy thing. Kaiser, you could have done an ass jam. You just turned the camera on and pointed at butts, and then you enjoy looking at the butts. You don't have to like walk up and say, "Excuse me, miss, can I look at your butt?" You just do it from a distance, and then you zoom in. That's what I did, 'cause I'm a badass. All right, my throat is starting to fucking kill me. That's pretty much all of my show notes. Like, what we've gone like what an hour now or something like that. That's pretty fucking good. We do have one comment from the last episode. Since we actually have a couple people in the chat room, I will let you guys ask some questions. But right now, we're gonna listen to an old school Detroit music classic. This was actually one of the rap groups that heavily inspired and influenced ICP when they were still the Inner City Posse. This is Awesome Dre and the Hardcore Committee with Sack Chasers.
Ooh, girl, isn't the Awesome Dre in a hardcore committee? Girl, I heard they're getting paid. Fuck that, I'm about to pull one of them, nigga.
In Detroit, there's a girl that you know that'll try to throw you out your cash flow if you know the hoe, nod to and fro. To the beat while I start my scenario. Had this girl, had to replace her. Why? Because she was a sack chaser. Anytime that I had a knot to flash, she extended her arm and tried to snatch my cash. She dropped hints like it was close to Christmas. I ain't Santa Claus, bitch, you dismissed. What is this? A long list? Don't try to work me because you're getting me pissed. You want your nails done in an outfit by Gucci. You best be coming off of some of that coochie, because ain't no tricking if it ain't no sticking. Put your lipstick on my dipstick and start licking. I ain't speaking if you ain't freaking. My monetary status to you, I'm leaking. Don't try to play Robin, 'cause I ain't give shit. You try to play me, here's what you will get. Nothing. Forget about half, like Eddie Murphy.
You make me laugh.
I'm like Iron Man when I'm on the mic. Think I'ma give you some money? Psych.
Robin Givens, you better come back with that. I ain't no sack. What? I don't want you for your money. I want you and only you.
So you found out how I played the role. I don't give a fuck, 'cause the shit is old. I look at you now and say, man, oh, man, oh. I played your ass like a grand piano, but you caused it all. You played with my head. You brought this on yourself, like Eddie said. I offer my love, affection, offer my time. But all you wanna do is wine and dine. Took you to College Murphy's and how do you act? You try to take the restaurant home in a sack. Goddamn, I try to satisfy your ass and shit. But you don't appreciate a damn thing you get. Could've rocked Fat Leakey's, but you got too bold. Said, fuck 14K, give me platinum gold. Well, fuck you, bitch. Oh, I already did. head in every position but a pyramid. Locks you upside backwards, left down and over. Preach your doggy style in a car G-Rover. Hold, so step off, this shit's on hold. Don't ask me for no money, don't touch my gold. Don't buzz the crib, don't call my beeper. I will introduce you to the Grim Reaper. So step back before you get smacked. You get cracked if you touch me sack.
Hey baby, I think this sweet ass took up out the Gucci shop. Why don't we go pick it up? Just in time for the car.
Yo, honey, keep going.
You get your clothes free of wrinkles, hair full of crinkles, then bust up to Wyoming and Finkel. Start the jock about 2 o'clock. Guys, don't try to block cause you ain't got a lock. They talk to whoever and how many they please. Line up at the door like they was getting cheese. I ain't jiving. When we arrived at Ivan, the freaks jumped up and started high-fiving. What was he driving? A 560. When we left, I saw the eyes get misty. I peeped the people creeper. If she get kidnapped, man, tell him to keep her. She ain't sly. She ain't true. She wanna eat out, make a route for fast food.
She's rude.
Yeah, she got an attitude.
She's cool.
And she like gratitude. I ain't got the time to be wasting, to be putting up with sack chasing. Don't tell me no lies, girl, stop your pouting. Don't tell it to me, go tell it to the mountain. Go get your brothers if they want some rhythm. And don't forget to tell them to bring their boys with them, cause they know the committee is some very hard niggas. My little friend has a lifestyle trigger. Kill it.
Okay, so if I am an SB, yes, a sack chaser, but I'm the best around. Hell yeah, I'ma take you for everything you got, cause I'ma be poor by my damn self. If you ain't got shit, I don't need your ass.
That was Awesome Dre and the Hardcore Committee. Basically, like, 5 people have ever heard of this thing. And it was an inspiration to the Inner City Posse before they found the carnival. We have one comment, and let me... Thought I was doing something stupid, but I wasn't doing something stupid. And then, because I thought I was doing something stupid, I did something stupid. I was unsure if I was using my DJ software correctly, and I was, and when I double-checked, I fucked everything up, and everything could have been totally smooth. Anyway, Death Adder writes in, when you talk about Metal Gear, I hunch over in my chair with a giant frown on my face for the next 30 to 45 minutes. Nah, I'm kidding. I have fucked around with Metal Gear Solid on the PS1 and liked it, and I was really into the first Splinter Cell game with all that sneaking around and shit. I've got to say, this latest podcast really satisfied my hunger for Mondo Coolcast. It feels like I just downed a 20-ounce porterhouse steak wrapped in bacon off a Chinese woman's ass. Well done, sir. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And I actually just remembered something that I totally should have put on my show notes, man. I meant to keep adding to my show notes, but I obviously didn't because this computer's not in my room and it's just not handy, so, you know... You know, just it's not as handy as it could be. Let's see. What's this shit about? Oh no, okay, alright. Checking some emails instead of doing the show, you know, being stupid. The thing I forgot to add to my show notes was water slide decals. This is important tool for some of my custom modifications. You can print shit out on an inkjet printer and then you spray it down with clear coat and then you dip it in water and then it slides off and you have custom made decals. So I'm finally going to complete my Sonic Genesis, and where it used to say Genesis, it's going to say Sega. And I'm also going to make a Metal Gear Solid PS1. I'm thinking what I'll do is I'll get a couple of shades of green and some brown and shit and like do a camouflage pattern on one of these PS1s and then put the Foxhound logo on it. And I'm thinking that's what I'm gonna do. Since that one that I painted black is totally fucked up and is like the most amateur piece of shit I've ever made. Let's see. Wow, dude, I do not respect the Juggalos. I mean, some of them are cool as fuck, obviously, but the whole family chant, fucking smell like baloney and hug each other things, like total turn off. And the whole point of what I think of being a Juggalo is just like being an individual is totally overshadowed by we have to buy every pair of ICP underwear on the website. We're not real fans. I've had people try to trade me for my Blaze cap. It's like a ski cap. It's like the first piece of Blaze merchandise. It's just like a ski cap. It's a Blaze on it. It's like apparently hard to come by, and like some dude is trying to trade me like three jerseys and a fucking chain for it. It's like, fuck you, man. It's my fucking hat. I wear it every winter. It keeps my head warm. Piss off. Let's see. Well, I think most true fans are the people that just get really mad and have the most hate, and you know. Yeah, the magnet shit was stupid. I wish the Mondo Drunk cast was like had better audio. I think the audio is kind of weak as fuck. Well, here's the thing, Dalamar. I read an interview with Violent J about the magnet issue, and like once he explained it, it made a lot more sense. It's just that it's really easy to make fun of if you don't know the way they were talking about. I've been planning on the Foxhound logo mod for a long ass time, but I couldn't find a good way to put the Foxhound logo on it. But now that I've found the magic of water slide decals, and I've ordered some, it's just going to be a matter of, you know, download Foxhound logo, print it correct size, and apply, and it will look fucking awesome. And I'll be able to do any, like, as long as the logo's smaller than a sheet of paper, I'll be able to do any size within that like confines and be able to do like anything basically. So like, you know, if I wanted to print out like a really cool stencil styled thing of like Master Chief and put it on a 360, you know, just like any shit, it'll look totally slick, but it's gonna be like, you know, a $3 project. And then I'm gonna start busting heads on the internet and selling that shit. Yeah, I think that's pretty much everything I had to talk about. If there's any specific questions in the chat room, I will open them up. I'll take them now. If anyone wants to know anything about Mondo TV, some of the shit I have planned, or I don't know, if you want to know more about like fucking Lester and Kyle or something in regards to their works on Mondo TV, or any other stupid questions that you may have. I will totes answer that shit right now. So I'll give you a couple minutes to hear this because of the 15-second delay and all that shit. I was I forget where I heard it, but I read something a long ass time. Dalamar, how did you know? The answer to that question is yes, but I'm not going to be saying that in the recording. But how the fuck did you know? That is, I'm gonna type this out to you in Skype, David. Oh God, this is like an insane bit of synchronicity. Sorry for the dead air. I'm trying to type on my shitty iPod. And fucking Skype on the iPod is so shitty. It's like, it lags really bad on my iPod because this is like an older iPod. I'm thinking it'd probably run smoother. Alright, there's my answer, David. Keep that between me and you. Because I know we're both huge scumbags. We're huge, huge scumbags. So I'm sure you can appreciate that. I think you can get any like audio press to wax if you wanted to. David, Dalimar, the fucking internet is a wonderful place, and that shit is walking distance from my house, and I'm probably going to be doing that every fucking weekend from now on, because why the fuck wouldn't I? Why the fuck wouldn't I? Let's see. If there's any other questions that I can read on the air, that one I'm not going to read on there. That one's not going in the podcast. My friend, Arthur's girlfriend, the one that I smoke other marijuanas with and have been buddying up to recently, the night we all went out to the bar, we were like talking and shit, and she said blah 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 something about podcasts. It's like, whatever, listen to my podcast. And then as I was leaving, it's like, yeah, bullshit, you're not going to leave my podcast. Here's my fucking business card. And then she, like, actually watched some of my videos. She's, like, one of the very, very few people from real life that is aware of what I do on the internet. And, yeah. Forget what I was saying, but whatever. Yeah, okay, so I don't want to say anything about that because people from my real life may actually listen to my podcast. Any serious questions in the chat room? Because if not, I'm just going to stop the recording and then upload this shit. For some reason, I can't get Audacity. Actually, here's the thing. I can't update the service pack on this PC for some reason. Like, I tried it and, like, hell broke loose. And I haven't fucked with it yet, and Audacity won't fucking install and work right, and it's like being a pain in the shit. Pain in the ass problem, so I can't edit the audio like I normally do, so that's why I started without streaming music first. I just, you know, it starts recording as soon as the first track plays, so I don't have to edit the beginning, and as soon as I hit stop, it'll stop, you know, or whatever, and, so I don't have to edit, so, yeah, whatever. There's this video I have on my Xbox, and it's a lady doing a Morrigan cosplay and some hardcore Japanese porn. That was pretty cool. She's got, like, sweet jugs. 10 out of 10. Would slap. I would be the mayor of Titty City with my dong. I could probably look up her name and find you guys a link if I wanted to. Like, I'd have to step out of the room and turn on my Xbox and shit. No, I won't, but if Critical Failure wants to premiere Mondo Cool TV through Gary's Mod Cinema Mode, that's on him. Or Kaiser, if you want to do that, fine. I don't have Gary's Mod, so. So, fuck it. If one of you guys want to do that, fucking go nuts. Well, I guess maybe, like, I'll probably have my new computer built. By then, so I'll probably be able to participate. But I still don't want to be the one running it. I'll at least show up and watch it with you guys and, like, talk some shit. Yeah, that's fine. Actually, one of the things I need to start doing for the TV shows, there's a lot of easy segments, like the Just the Tip segment. I've got two or three of them already planned. The first one I'm going to do is beating the first boss in Bad Dudes, which I think everybody knows this tip. There's like two planes where the boss jumps up and down from, and you can get him trapped in the corner and keep doing the crouch kick, and he just keeps jumping into your kicks. That's going to be the first just the tip. Of course I would, Kaiser. Absolutely, why wouldn't I? But if I had two of those, they probably wouldn't work right. Most freaks don't work right. Man, I'm gonna have Sack Chaser stuck in my head for fucking ever. I wonder where the fuck Balzac is. He posts in the forum. If you guys don't already, I mean, sign up for the fucking forum and post in that shit so it's not so fucking lonely. I've been updating, like, every idea I have for Mondo Cool TV and the Mondo Cool TV thread and the Mondo Community thread. Yeah, so, I mean, I use that shit. Fucking Death Adder posts from time to time. Who is it? Sendu posts from time to time. Balzac posts a lot. Fucking Jack Ford Mac, he's a cool dude. He posts from time to time. See. Will I review Pat the NES Punk's DVD? If someone gives me Pat the NES Punk's DVD, sure. And by all means, don't buy it. Just pirate it. If someone gives me a link to an ISO or something, I will, sure. I'll watch it and I'll talk about it. That's fine. I will not pay money because I don't particularly like Pat the NES Punk. He's just got one of those really punchable faces. Just like listening to him talk. I don't know, the look on his face just makes me want to fucking headbutt him into oblivion. I'm sure he's a wonderful human being. Well, is there any exclusives on his DVD? Or is it just the bullshit from YouTube? One of the things I have in my mind for Mondo Cool TV is DVD sales. And I'd like to have enough fucking following to make that feasible. Actually, here's something I thought of last night. Since we can do the live Skype call-ins, I was thinking of getting in touch with Mark from Classic Game Room again and seeing if he could do a live Skype interview and we can make that a special episode of Mondo Cool TV. And, like, I could embed the DATV streaming shit here on the website so I can tell people to come here so we can get some fucking traffic here. And, if I do that... Or, you know, I'll stop being a lazy sack of shit and I'll put ads back on the website. I mean, by all means, run ad blocker. But if you're a total bro, disable ad blocker for the fucking Mondo Cool cast page. But, dude, that'd be fucking awesome. Will pre-orders of MCTV Season 2 come with a Shintai blow-up doll? No, it will not. I'm sure his DVDs does, so probably put them on your yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what kind of bonuses we would have for Mondo Cool TV Season 2. Oh, they're also brought up, using the studio for system link parties, which another game I recently added to the list is Outrun 2 that supports up to 8 Xboxes. Very cool shit. I was playing that with my ex-girlfriend last night, actually. It was a lot of fun. Let's see. Yeah, so I'll be able to... They've got, like, a prop room with, like, a ton of fucking chairs and tables. So that's already sorted out. I've got, like, 4 or 5 TVs here. Let's see. I think I got 3 that I can use. I'll probably be able to rustle up a few more. Yeah, so I'll be able to set up tournaments. I'm just trying to figure out how I can charge people for it before they get to the DATV studio and without them knowing, because I want to make money from my fucking show so I can buy cool things. I really want to use, like, tournament funding to, like, buy a Wii U and a 3DS and a PS and a Vita and shit, you know? So that it's free. And then eventually, like, Kyle and Lester buy them shit too, so they can work on the show. And then buy games for, like, Retro Kaiser and Shintai for them to review. Shit like that. So I'm thinking we might have, like, monthly tournaments up there. And got, like, a bunch of fucking ideas, dude. I have some really cool pictures of me in my fucking clown paint, Kaiser. Somewhere. I'd have to look for them, but I know I have them. Yeah, but anyway, they've got it set up to where I can have live footage from the LAN tournaments and shit piped in to the into the studio. Like, into the video mixer, so, like, we can have commentary, have, like, the camera on, like, a commentator dude, and then be able to, like, jump into some live gameplay and be able to mix it live on the fly, do it live. I'd like to see if every now and then, like, not all the time, but see if we can host the tournaments live, see if we can get, like, you know, 4 hours of airtime and have tournaments and shit. Like, once we get a few under our belt and see how it actually works out and how much people wrangling we have to do and shit like that. Well, I'm actually using 1 console games and 2 old games, so not quite MLG. But I do want to get some money from some of these dummies in Dayton. I mean, awesome gamer bros that will be BFFs for life. I do want to build a nice community here in the Dayton area, get some people, and build up something really cool and unique to Dayton, get some fucking money. Maybe get some of the tourney fags from, like, fucking Cincinnati and Columbus, because, like, I hear there's a pretty good, like, community of tourney fags in, actually, I believe in Dayton, too. I know the arcade in Cincinnati, every Friday night, they have fighting tournaments. They get a good turnout from Dayton and Columbus and Cincinnati and shit. Absolutely, Bomberman 64. Absolutely, Super Smash Brothers. Fucking all sorts of cool kick-ass games, man. I think Outrun's gonna be a fun one. Outrun 2, I mean. It would be nice to have a nice community and, some fucking money. Sweet, man. Dolomar's been messaging me on Skype, and I haven't, like, responded yet, because, like I said, typing on my iPod is a bag of farts. Yeah, man, once I get my new PC set up and I'm, like, all jazzed about PC gaming, I'll holler at you about some fucking free games. Well, RetroKaiser, with Outrun 2 on the Xbox, you can have up to 8 players, and it's actually not a bad-looking game, and it plays pretty close to, you know, real Outrun. But yeah, Outrunners 2 would be cool, too. I do want to do a bunch of classic games and shit. I was thinking about having a contest where the community uses Desimon Plus to build a Mondo Cool spaceship shooter, and then whoever fucking makes the coolest one fucking wins something. Let's see. It's time for me to close down some of my shit. Okay. Let's see. Any other questions or ideas? It's also, like, depending on how many people, like, I want to wait till we get a couple episodes under our belt and have a little bit of a following in the Dayton area. Then start doing the tournaments, like, once we, like, have people knowing about us. And then going around to the used game stores and see if we can get them to help promote it and, you know. I got a bunch of fucking ideas. Ugh, gross. The spread gun. Sorry, I'm reading something. Oh, God. These fucking retards, man. Corn. Gross, Talus. Gross. Yeah, I think that's it, man. Fucking, I'll hang out in the chat room and play some music and shit if you guys are interested. Or I'll at least hang out in the chat room. I don't have, like, all my music set up. There's a couple of things, man. Like, right now I can't record audio. If I could record audio, I would have already started making Mondo Cool TV segments. Like, the Just the Tip's going to be easy to make. There's a challenge I'm going to be putting out there, which I guess I'll go ahead and talk about now. There's this game, Dragon Ball GT Final Bout, right? Real shitty PS1 fighting game. It's absolute garbage. Pure fucking garbage. It's almost totally unplayable. It's one of the worst games I've ever played, but I used to love it because it was the only Dragon Ball game available back when I first discovered it in, like, 1999. And it has this really unique mode where you can build up your character's power level. Like, one of the, you know, it's not a custom character. It's just one of the characters from the game, like fucking Goku, Trunks, Cell, Piccolo, and all that bullshit, right? But you can build up their power level, and the challenge I'm going to make is, and I'm going to play this on every episode, it's going to be like a real quick, you know, challenge notice at the end of every episode until someone fucking challenges me. When you build up your character's power level, you pretty much decimate everyone with a lower power level. You can make a balanced fighter, but it takes a lot of effort. And, like, while you're leveling up, if you only use, like, basic punch, if you only level up your basic punch, all your other moves will do almost zero damage, but your basic punch will, like, one-hit kill everything that's of a lower level than you. So, the challenge I'm going to make is for anyone in the area to come into the studio, we'll set up a time, and we will battle our unique characters and see who has the most time on their hands to level up the character. Like, right now, I have a Super Saiyan 4 Goku that's, like, level 70-something, and that will wipe the floor of everything under level 70. So it's more of a challenge in dedication to leveling up your shitty character. So that's one of the things. I was trying to get the audio to record. That shitty laptop barely fucking runs. It sucks, man. Sometimes it'll work fine. I don't know. I haven't been able to fix the fucking problem. It's really starting to aggravate me. I need to just get over it and build the new PC and start ordering parts. Which I guess I'll do that this week because I just really need to do it. I need to start making my content in advance. I need to start recording bullshit. I've got most of the games I need for my House of the Dead special. Like, I own most of the games that are available to own, and then the other games I'm just going to, like, steal footage. And I'm going to ask permission, but I'm just going to steal footage from YouTube. If you could eat any of us in the chat, who would you eat? Nothing sexual. Myself. I would cut off a piece of my pinky and cook the pinky meat and give it a taste. If me and the Retro Kaiser were to duel, what weapon would I choose? I'm an American. I'd choose a fucking gun. I mean, come on now. Yeah, man, I'm gonna have fucking sack chaser stuck in the head for like the rest of my life. Ever since I read whatever ICP interview that tidbit of knowledge came from, that I will take with me to my fucking grave because I never forget anything. I've actually used the term sack chaser in reference to money hungry bitches. Who would win in a Duke 3D match on the Saturn? If we all went in right now, it could be anyone's game, because without practice, playing that shit is really hard. The last time I got on the Netlink and played Duke 3D, I sucked ass at it. It was really fucking hard. Back in 2009 when I played Duke Nukem 3D on the Saturn, I played through the entire game and got acclimated to the controls, and then played some Netlink matches and I did okay. The last time I did it was probably 2011 or 12, and I fucking sucked ass. I think it was 2010, actually, last time I played it online. Fuck, I have no idea when the last time I played Duke 3D Online was, but I got my ass kicked. It's really anyone's game, because controls are really awkward. Because there's, like, no independent left or right aiming control. If only the first generation of consoles were hip to the dual analog stick method. Which GBA games do you wish had online play? Dragon Ball Advance Adventure. That's like the best side-scrolling beat-em-up, and I could see that with friends being fun, and it also has a fighting game mode. I would play that. Does Final Fight 1 count? Because there is, like, online versions of Final Fight, right? But I don't think they have Alpha Guy and Alpha Cody. My favorite version of Final Fight is for the Game Boy Advance. I'm actually not the biggest Game Boy Advance fan. Like, yeah, I've got one. I've got some games, and they're pretty good and shit, but I definitely have way more Game Boy games and I'm way more into that shit. Ooh, I guess I could say The Lost Vikings. That was on the Game Boy Advance. I'd play that shit online. Play that shit online like a motherfucker. The Game Boy Advance Pokemon games were shit. Yeah, but no thanks, Kaiser. I tried playing an emulated game online once, and the shit just didn't work out right. I was never able to get it to work. I mean, yeah, maybe. I mean, I'm open to the possibility, but but also, I wouldn't want to play the Genesis version of The Lost Vikings because the music sounds like garbage. There's actually, I was on fucking 4chan's retro video game board, VR, and some nice young gentleman actually thought the Genesis music sounded better because his ears were broken, and he was obviously, like, had several mental deficiencies. In the back of a Mini Cooper, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Something I do want to play, Valkyria Chronicles 2 has a competitive mode where you can, like, play against people. I don't think you can do that online. Well, I guess you could with, oh boy, what's it called? That bullshit on the PS3 lets you play PSP games online. Ad Hoc Party. I guess you could do it with Ad Hoc Party. But my friend Kyle, man, he's down to play PSP games, so I can just copy my save and we can do that and then play some... a competitive fucking strategy RPG seems like it'd be, like, a lot of fun. If I were to audition for a movie, what kind of movie would it be? It would be a buddy cop movie, and I would be the gross, weird one. Dalamar got Final Fantasy Origins recently for $5. Should I play it? Yes, you absolutely should. I think that's one of the best ways to play the first Final Fantasy game. I bought Final Fantasy Origins when it first came out, and I played through and beat Final Fantasy 1 on it, and it was a really lovely time. I enjoyed that game very much. Actually, the second Just the Tip segment is related to Final Fantasy 1, where there's that little peninsula where the higher level enemies appear, so you can, like, do some quick grinding and get some cash. But, yeah, Dalamar, Final Fantasy Origins, the Final Fantasy 1 was the only Final Fantasy game I was into enough to play all the way through. Back in the day, Final Fantasy was one of those games I really wanted to get for the Nintendo. Back when I first started buying Nintendo games, this is around like 2000, 2001, I couldn't find that game for less than $20, and my absolute top dollar amount for any Nintendo game, don't give a fuck what it was $10. And back in like 2008 or 9, man, those things dropped down to like $10 a pop. Like, they were getting more and more expensive, and then they just fucking lost all value. Probably because of Final Fantasy Origins on the PS1 and the Game Boy Advance and the PSP version and the fucking iPhone version and all that shit. Dalamar, I just now saw the Skype message. I can't get Audacity to work on this computer because this is running Service Pack 1. I tried updating it to Service Pack 3 because I had to do a bunch of bullshit, and I ran like a quick restore because, like, shit was just fucked up. And so I'm currently running Service Pack 1, right? And I tried updating it to Service Pack 3, and then the computer wouldn't boot when I restarted, so I, like, uninstalled that shit, like, went into safe mode and reverted back to Service Pack 1. And you have to have Service Pack 3 to run Audacity, so I can't run Audacity on this machine right now, and I just haven't done what I have to do to fuck with it. And I'm sure there's some other free audio program that I can use, like, really easily. I still have my other laptop, my really old shitty laptop that I can run Audacity on. I mean, I can still do that. It's just a matter of fucking doing it. So, I mean, I do still have the options. Let's see. There are... Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there are exceptions where you would pay more than $10 for an NES game, but just fucking not me, dude. Just not gonna happen. That is cool that you got Final Fantasy 1 with the box and the map. That is cool. I have a complete copy of Zelda sitting on a shelf just because. Which I actually need to beat. I just picked up my... I'm not sure if I remember getting to the last castle, but I don't remember beating it specifically. So I don't have it marked down in my spreadsheet as being beat. So I need to start a new playthrough of Zelda and beat both quests, just because I don't remember if I beat it or not. I'm like, I probably did, but... if I were to get bit by a horror movie monster and get their powers, what monster would it be? Probably a Dracula. Yeah, I mean, I guess like vampire powers are pretty sweet. I could twinkle and have six pack abs and fuck like all the lonely high school girls. That'd be pretty cool, I guess. Let's check Saturn League. Because I want to follow this sack of Pluto bullshit. And someone else posted in this topic, so let's check that shit out. Let's see. Some other people are wishing him luck. Okay, this dude lives in Buffalo. Let's see. And NWA is wishing him luck. Man, I hope Derek wins this fucking Sega Pluto, dude. Yeah, fuck all that, Dalamar. I'll just look for another free MP3 editing, like, audio program. I'm sure there's, like, a million of them. Like, they can't be that fucking hard to come by. Let's see. I was making a joke, guys. Those are not vampire superpowers I'd like to have. The only superpower you need to have to fuck lonely high school girls is lying. And I already have that ability. Oh, God. Oh, God. Why would you even say that, Dalamar? That's the worst opinion. Maybe it is. I only watched the first one, and it was so dreadfully bad. Well, Retro Kaiser, right now the current high bid is $7,600. But it'd be cooler if Derek won it, because I've actually played Netlink matches against him, and I would be able to help him test it by playing a Netlink match. And I did shoot him the invitation to bring it by the studio, which New York, I don't know where he's at in New York, but I think it'd only be like, you know, a 9-hour drive. You know, a shitty weekend trip. I can't believe I know the guy that's the current high bidder. I hope to hell that guy gets it. That'd be cool as fuck, actually. Alright. I'm done talking. I've said enough words for the night, so I'm gonna stop the recording. I'm gonna play us out with a song from the Metal Gear Rising soundtrack, which I probably did this last episode, so I'm not going to play that. I'm going to play a song from Dragon Ball Z Super Butoden, which Retro Kaiser was kind enough to give me a rip of the album. This is the Vegeta theme from Dragon Ball Z Super Butoden's soundtrack. This is by Kenji Yamamoto. Thanks everybody for swinging through for this episode. I'm surprised anyone showed up in the chat room, because I just did it on a complete whim, because I said I would, because people finally submitted some art submissions. Yeah, so we're going to have this song to play us out. Don't know when the next episode will be. Maybe I'll start doing the podcasts regularly every month for a while. Because that's not so bad. Doing an episode once a month is pretty easy. It's pretty fun. And I do like communicating with the peoples. For all the people that listen to it via download, give me a fucking Saturn light gun if you got one and you can. I'd really appreciate it. It'd come in helpful for the premiere episode of Mondo Cool TV Season 2, because Mitch is a useless shitbag and can't go to the post office because he's a big baby. Let's see. Submit your interpretations of the Terror Dome. Every last one of you should just draw something together, build something out of Legos, fucking sculpt it out of mashed potatoes, whatever you gotta do, man. This is the Vegeta theme from Super Butoden.